Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horsman again with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks once again for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Today's video is going to be kind of short because I just want to give you one quick distinction that I think is really important. Everyone talks about PTSD. They talk about the stressors and the trauma and the disorders that come after that post-traumatic stress disorder. It is the negative plummeting feeling of anxiety and depression and sadness and being incapable of doing anything for yourself after a trauma. Those are very, very real things. I am not here to dismiss that. What I'm here to tell you about is the other side of post-traumatic stress disorder is what I call PTG, post-traumatic growth. Every single man in my community who has been through this program and been through the coaching program that we put together for guys who are, have experienced trauma of some sort, of finding out their marriage is falling apart, finding out their wife is having an affair, finding out that things aren't the way they seemed, finding out that the life they thought they were going to lead is not turning out exactly the way they thought. Another part of stress is finding out that maybe you're not as good as you thought you were. Maybe you're not as great a husband or great a man as you thought you've been, and you're getting criticized and blamed for a lot of stuff. This is trauma. This is very traumatic. Believe me, I know every man we work with has the exact same crushing feeling of self-doubt and crushing loss of confidence and worthiness because we feel like we've screwed up. When you're in trauma, you feel like you're a mistake. You feel like you've screwed up to the point that you are a screw-up. You not only fucked up, but you are a fuck up. That you didn't only create a problem, that you are a problem. That's shame. But when guys get into post-traumatic growth, when they get on the other side of finally being done with beating themselves up and taking the blame for everything, they see there's a point of growth and they put on a new pair of glasses. A new pair of glasses which helps them see things differently. And it sounds a little bit like this. Post-traumatic growth is the sound of, I did mess up, but I'm not a screw up. I've made mistakes, but I'm not a mistake. I haven't been the man that I wanted to be, but I can be. This opportunity, this trauma, this time in my life, this season of discontent and this knot in my stomach is something that I can use to learn from. I can grow from this, and I will grow. No matter what happens in my marriage, I am going to figure out how to be a stronger, better, more confident, more focused, more clear, and more deliberate man. I'm going to learn to like myself like I used to. I'm going to get back in my lane, back where I belong. And if that fixes my marriage, great. And if it doesn't, great. But I need to become detached from outcomes, and I need to focus on what really matters. Boom. That's the switch. That's the switch you have to flip from feeling like you're a victim of post-traumatic stress disorder and then feeling like you're a creator of a man who's got PTG, post-traumatic growth. Every man we work with feels this, and it's like a switch. It's like a new pair of glasses that go on, and all of a sudden, you see everything differently. And it immediately gives you a feeling of liberation. And this is what I want you to practice on this week is when you see something that is negative or traumatic or making you feel like crap, I want you to look for the gift in it. Because for every man who makes a monumental or exponential leap in his growth, in his feelings of worthiness and confidence, he sees changes in his parenting skills. He gets promotions and raises. His sex life improves. Many times his marriage improves as well. And so this is the reason you do it. We all know you want the benefits. So I hope that helps you. Try that on for size and let us know in the comments if this is something that's working for you. Thanks. Bye-bye.